Okay, so could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're coming from?
My name is Tony Kipchirchir. I come from Kenya. I'm 22 years old.
Could you tell me where you're coming from in Kenya?
I'm coming from Eldoret, and our city is Nairobi.
Okay. And what were you doing in Kenya when you were there?
I was before I came here, I was a security personnel.
Okay, and then you decided to leave your country. Why?
I decided to leave my country since I was caught there at a club, and I was part of LGBTQ, and in Kenya they are not required there, so I decided to escape.
Okay, otherwise you would have been jailed.
Yeah, jailed for 14 years or life imprisonment, and you may not know even if you will come out life if they're at prison.
Alive.
Yeah, alive.
Okay, so you decided to leave. What was the first step for you to leave when you ran away? Where did you go?
I was there. I decided to meet some of my friends there, and some of my colleague was a member of a Girl Association at Kenya, which there is a that place here is a association for LGBTQ family. Then they decided to look for a way for me to come out.
In Nairobi.
Yeah.
And how did you come out from the country?
I don't know. I was with my lawyer who was organizing all my paperwork. Yeah.
Okay. And the police didn't find you. Why?
No, they didn't find me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you leave the country?
Through airplane.
When?
It was 20th of October, 2022.
20th of October 2022, last
Yeah, and
year.
I arrived here at 21.
In Marseille.
Yeah, I must say.
Straightforward.
Straightforward.
From Kenya.
Yeah, from Kenya.
Okay, did you have a visa?
Yeah. Yes, I had a visa. Schengen visa.
Schengen visa through the organization.
Oui.
And when you arrived here, did you get to know people like you coming from Africa, being LGBT?
No, I didn't find. I didn't find.
So what happened when you arrived here?
When I arrived here, I found I stayed some days. Then I associate with people, so I learned through some other people.
And where did you sleep at that time?
I was sleeping. I stayed outside. I slept on the street for maybe 4 days. Then I called 115. I lived in Madrag.
Madrag,
Yeah.
they gave you a room there,
Yeah,
a
room.
dorm with other
Yeah.
people. For how long?
I stayed there almost 2 months.
Okay, and
Yeah.
then what happened?
So after that, I decided because the people liked violence, and for me, I don't like violence.
It was too much violence
Yeah.
there, and drugs, I guess, and
Yeah. And for me, I don't use those things.
so when you left, where did you go?
I slept again in the streets, and I lived in the streets, and I found my friend and give me some 2 weeks accommodation. Then I find Lundovic Kalem who assisted me.
And Moussa from Groupe Migrant.
Yeah,
Okay.
I thank those people very much.
Welcome. And for the food, how did you manage to have food, health care?
For me, I used that sister's place here. I was used to that place. Then sometimes at Senchal, yeah, they were giving out free foods at night because here at sister's place there's no food at evening. Yeah.
Okay. And what are your projects now and your main issues? What would you say?
I'll just say I'm better looking forward for a positive way. For I'm looking in different ways to get my papers. Then after I get my papers, I live a good life. Yes.
And so far, the OFPRA rejected your
file. Yes, they rejected me. Yeah.
So now you are looking for another for an appeal.
For an appeal, yeah.
Okay, and a lawyer is helping you also for that.
Yeah, it's helping me
through the group of
the migrants. Group. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And I don't know. Do you like Marseille?
Yes, I like Marseille. Yeah, because it's a nice place. People love each other, but yeah, it's a good place.
And do you think after you get your papers, you're going to stay here? Maybe you have projects elsewhere in Europe? Or?
No, actually, I don't know any place in Europe, so I'll just have to stay here.
Easier?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
You open this. I hope it registered.